This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He enjoyed it so much he went mad.
Information is free.
The law.
There is.
It's hump day, which means the week's almost over. It also means we're going
completely mad.
Why is it called Mad Wednesday?
Because it's Michael and Dean.
Right, I don't get it.
Michael and Dean.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Are you mad?
I still don't get it.
Well, we can't all be smart and pretty. Here on Joy, it's Michael and Dean. It is Mad Wednesday. We thought we'd let that one end.
I know, that ending took me by surprise.
Bit of an odd one. Emily Warren there on Joy. But our guest, our special guest,
is
joining us now. He is currently in the Malthouse production of...
The Homosexuals or Faggots, you give me the nod.
We did it before, it was working so well. Welcome aboard, Mr. Simon Burke.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you get fanfare.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I love that. Fanfare.
Yeah, not everybody gets the fanfare.
No, Tennille didn't. No.
She's our boss. So. Now, we wanted to get you on because it is the buzz about this. We had Declan Green, who wrote the piece on before it opened. It's now well and truly opened and doing really, really well. And we asked you in the break, are you loving it?
Look, I'd be hard-pressed to... think of a production that I've enjoyed more being a part of so far. It's very early days. I mean, so we all still love each other.
Yeah.
But it is, there's something about doing new work, which is always amazing. But when it's new work of such a high, incredibly evolved standard that's so funny, that's so utterly contemporary. And, you know, I mean, it's set on Mardi Gras night in Sydney. I mean, what's that, in a couple of days, I believe? So,
exactly.
You know, we'll be missing out on Mardi Gras, but we'll be actually in the Malthouse.
There's a good reason.
Yeah. It's being received very well. I guess what it is, it's like a traditional farce, like one of those traditional English farces or, you know, French farces. But... you know, quantum leaped and jettisoned into, you know, 2017 on this coming Saturday.
Right. And there's very, I don't know of any other ones that are a queer version of that.
I don't know. The last time I was in Melbourne performing, I did La Cage aux Folles for the production company. And I guess that is kind of a farce in some ways.
Yep.
But, and also about marriage, but a marriage of a very different...
You're right.
Time and a very different kind. It's about a couple. I guess La Cage aux Folles is a show that talks about, you know, the traditional kind of coupling that is something that, you know, everyone should be able to aspire to.
Yeah, and so normal for them.
Yeah. Whereas this play, funnily enough, kind of brings everything into contention. It's, I can tell you that it's probably a play that is... guaranteed to have the potential to offend me or you or your mum or, you know, your left-wing kind of...
Was that exciting when you first read it?
Oh, it was pretty freaky, I have to say. Like,
and I think Declan was really worried that it might upset people, but obviously not worried enough that he didn't stop writing it or producing it or putting it on.
No, because I think what he does is on the one hand, what you've got is... a ridiculously funny, stupid, brilliant farce with great lines and zingers and crazy characters and you know, all the kind of traditional things of farce, like, you know, I'm sort of the lead role. I'm not like the adulterous kind of husband, you know, who's always after the nice bit of fluff, which is usually a big blonde girl with big boobs. But in this case, it's a fairly... pretty good looking young guy.
Sure.
There's mistaken identities. There's, you know, people, you know, going behind couches and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But on the other hand, the political questions he's asked is sort of all about talking about, you know, what is offensive? What does offense mean in our society today? Who and why do we take offense? You know, when you think about things like 18C coming up today again and...
Well, everyone seems offended about something nowadays, don't they?
Yeah.
But then that's because, I mean, why then? Why are we?
But that's why I think, I mean, that's when I first saw, when we had Declan in and he was talking about it. Like, I think that's what was really exciting about the play.
Yeah.
Was that it takes that and kind of throws it out there, but in this really, really interesting and way that confronts it for us all, I think.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's the way we react to being offended as well, isn't it? Yeah. It's all right if you have some sort of political debate about it or some sort of questioning behind it, but, you know.
I guess it also asks the question of, has... sort of gay white male who are sort of middle class and or wealthy and have had the ability to sort of push in a kind of alpha male way and very successfully, although not quite successfully yet, the whole kind of idea of marriage equality and normalcy, it kind of asks the question in a very funny and provocative way, have the other colours of the rainbow been left behind in that kind of quest? And it's a really important question.
But didn't we, to be able to get those colours of the rainbow and to be able to get where anybody is today, everybody had to fight to some degree.
Yeah, but where
isn't it up to? Isn't it up to the others to band together and to, look for, people to help them in that way? I mean,
Well, this is
that's the question.
This and many other questions and a few other stupidy things will be answered in
And I mean, it's a conversation that keeps on going round and round within our communities. So I think it's great that it gets to be explored within.
The only reason that I identify as a lot of things, and I don't mean to be wanky about this, but at the end of the day, I identify as just being me and a human and whatever.
Sure.
And we get given those labels and that's all right. I don't mind that. But, if we just, that way that we help each other in our fight to exist and to live a good life.
I mean, that's the point, is it? But I guess the world doesn't quite...
Oh, I don't like the world anymore.
Run along that easily.
Over the world.
I know. Let's go back to the
play. What it's about. We can do it every now and again. We'll be back to tomfoolery in a minute.
There's been a... Declan, because he's such a incredibly meticulous and intelligent and brilliant and writer and such a decent person and political person, he and Malthouse and indeed Griffin, who is the company that we come from in Sydney,
right,
have reached out a lot to the trans community with regards to this play. In fact, I think the play is also a little bit about a bit of a generation gap as well. I mean, I play a guy in my
20s.
Yes, that's right. Late 40s.
Oh, my word. All that aging makeup you must have to wear.
It's extraordinary.
Oh, it must be exhausting.
But there are two trans characters in the show. One is a 55-year-old trans woman.
Mama.
Evil!
You're listening,
evil.
Mama. That was Michael Dolphin.
Yes. I will be grabbing that bit of audio.
He knows.
And that's played by Genevieve Lemon. And that character, Diana, is a trans woman who began her kind of journey as a gay man who was a drag performer and then transitioned. And she, as Diana, is a woman who's sort of been saying, tranny and,
yes,
every expletive under the sun. I don't know if you can say that on Joy FM at 5 p.m.
Carla Bonner did.
And this is a woman who's lived through seeing, all her friends and my friends, because we're old buddies from way back, lose, hundreds of friends and fighting for your life.
Yes.
And so these characters in 2017 are going, and now we have to be politically correct.
Yeah,
as,
sure.
30 years ago, it wasn't about, what labels we put on people. It was actually about getting some fucking medicine and research so that we could live.
Yeah.
And that's my character's point of view. And then you have Mama's character, who plays Bebe, who is a absolute kind of... demigod sort of Twitterati superstar of politically correct trans femme non-binary. I can never get the terms right. I'm so shit at it. But I hope if Mama's listening, please don't hit me in the dressing room. But and so you kind of have these two extraordinary kind of women, trans women, who are characters who, in many ways, represent both the beginning of the struggle and the struggle as it is now, which
is
fascinating.
Yeah.
And to have that, today.
Yes.
I have a line in the show. I'm sounding very excited about it, but that's because I just love this place so much.
Yeah.
I have a line in the show where I'm interviewing Mama's character, and I'm quite insensitively interviewing her. And I say to her, well, you know, you guys don't have much rights at the moment, do you? I mean, oh, there's the business about bathrooms currently, isn't there, in America? And that's written by Declan 4 weeks ago.
Right.
And like wow. 2 days ago, yeah. Donald Trump, you know, revokes the law that, you know, forces the states to do that.
Yeah.
And as it, I didn't really think about it until it was coming out of my mouth 2 days ago. And I thought, the luxury and the privilege of being able to do a play which is about what's
now.
Happening,
what's
like that? This second, is just so exciting.
That's great. Yeah. Now, there's not many days left to go along and watch this either.
12, in fact.
12
it's
days.
It's the 12 days
it's
of
the 12 days of faggotness.
12 days of faggotness.
On the first day of faggot, my true love said to me,
do not bring out privilege. Your 5 gold rings. And it is on the Malthouse, and you can get your tickets through
there's
the Malthouse.
A few leaping lords, I can tell you.
We're really glad you could come in, though. And,
thanks for having
if you've
me,
not been, get along. We've not been
you
ongoing next week.
Yeah. You need to.
Everybody's raving about
absolutely.
Mad Wednesday, where Michael and Dean talk about their showbiz past.
So I was the Young Talent Time kid, you know.
You know I was on that show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, which part of the audience?
Mad Wednesday, driving you home.
But you are so very rarely funny, and that was good.
I know.
Good night, everybody.
Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.